fruit first put Delta County on the map at the 1893 Chicago World's Fair, winning 30 out of 40 first prizes. That led to a high demand for Delta County fruit across Colorado and even beyond. Jim Wetzel has been steeped in local history since he became the director of the Delta Historical Museum 15 years ago. He takes pleasure in telling stories about the county's early ventures into canning.
Farmers needed a place to process their fruit. Most of it they sent to market, but there was the later fruit, the softer peaches or whatever, that they had no market for. And so they just sat on the ground and rotted until there was a canning factory.
The first cannery was built in 1895 by Frank Sanders, whom Wetzel refers to as Delta's first millionaire. A partner in the Bachelor Mine, Sanders invested a great deal into the community and was responsible for several buildings in Delta, including the bank and the two-story cannery in North Delta. The first cans were handmade at a tin shop. Wetzel is still awed by some of the early technology used.
They had a sauerkraut machine, for example, that shredded 2,000 pounds of cabbage in 10 minutes. I've looked at that statistic and thought, well, how did they get power to it? Because there was no electricity in Delta at that time. So it was either by a gas-driven motor or something of that sort, perhaps water power because they were near canals.
The first factory fell victim to ownership disputes and the economy, and the building disappeared long ago. But the need to preserve local fruits and vegetables remained, so a consortium of businessmen put together a new factory, which opened in 1920.
The canning factory where the processing took place was a building that had over 200 windows, if you can imagine that. A lot of glass, a lot of light apparently came in there, so they didn't use electricity for lighting so much as they did for the equipment. That first year in 1920, they processed over 690,000 cans of food. Most of that food went to the western slope towns. A lot went, of course, in other areas in Colorado, probably the Front Range.
Wetzel says the construction of the railroad helped farmers get their product to market or to the cannery more easily, without having to go all the way to Delta.
They would simply meet the train, you know, in Paonia or Payne Siding, right there at Redlands Mesa. That's where they would load the fruit on the train.
During the Second World War, the cannery operated at maximum capacity, preparing food for army bases around the country. Wetzel says the cannery helped soldiers in another way, too.
Soldiers were writing back home that things that were being shipped to them were arriving wet with salt water. So the canning factory provided tin cans to the local citizens, who then could pack either food or toothpaste or whatever it was they wanted to ship, and then they would take that can to the canning factory, who would put a lid on it, waterproof, and then they would be able to ship it in that manner, and that solved that problem.
The canning factory employed anywhere from 30 to 300 people in its working days, using the Town Talk and Kuhner Empson labels. It closed in 1964, victim of the same economic problems as the earlier cannery. For a while it was used for onion storage, but in recent years the building sat empty at the south end of Delta. The old cannery was recently torn down to make way for a new bypass for Highway 50. Now, a heap of enormous cement chunks is all that remains. A former storage building still stands, roofless and surrounded by weeds, by the railroad tracks. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.